Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition, another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel.
And that award is actually legitimate this time almost, right? I mean,
This time?
Well, I mean, okay, so we need to get on YouTube again, and we need to find a partner who will get us on YouTube. And so we have a Business Radio X Gwinnett Studio Award that you always spotlight and highlight and talk about. But we were a recent finalist for an award, right?
We almost won the Impact Regional Business Awards.
That's right.
Yeah, from the Gwinnett Chamber.
Now, see, I wish the Gwinnett Chamber would do what Seinfeld talks about, which is...
all of us, apparently, at the table here, were finalists.
See, there you go. It's an award-winning show.
It is. Award-winning hosts, award-winning guests. By the way, I'm Mike. He's Steve. N.
Well done, Mike. Are you running a little behind today? You okay?
All right? I am.
I had to get
a flat tire fixed this morning, yes. So I'm running a little behind. So
thanks to the people at Subaru, right?
Taking care of you. Yes, they did. They're wonderful folks.
Yes, they got you here on time.
They did. They also did it for me. It's time for my 60,000-mile checkup.
I don't want all that information.
Yeah,
from you
so I got to bring the car back.
Okay,
but it's a great car. I love my Subaru.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we also love our guests. We have two great folks here in the studio. Rick Strawn is with us from Paradigm Security Services. And hello there, Rick and
Laura
Fought with ACG Solutions. And we will start with Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, we've known each other for years. You've never been on my show for whatever reason, but here
takes being asked.
Then we asked you, and you said yes. So tell us about Paradigm Security Services and what you guys do.
All right, Paradigm Security Services is basically a boots on the ground security is the best way to describe it. We do patrols. We do everything, anywhere that you see a security officer, and I call them officer, not guards. But anywhere you see a security officer, you will see business that we do. Any of the types of residential or commercial or high rise, mid rise. We do work for Mitsubishi and logistics. Just really anything. We have a fleet of 12 cars. And we do two of the CIDs here in Gwinnett County, both the Gateway 85 and Gwinnett Place that we're in here. That's pretty much what we do. And I do consulting. Okay. We have a heck of a training class.
So, Rick, I'd like to ask the typical small business owner, medium-sized business owner, why should outside security issues be a concern to the typical small business owner here in Gwinnett County?
Well, security... Everybody in some way deals with security, whether it's for your facility, whether it's for your personnel, your staff, whatever. And everybody that's a small business has one or the other. And you have problems with burglaries. You have problems with intrusion. So one of the things that most every business has in common is they want to protect their assets.
Yep.
So whether that be through their CPA, or through maybe a patrol to make sure that the person that's in their parking lot at night is the right person that's supposed to be in their parking lot at night, not the person that wants to come in their building at night. So it's a visibility thing. And that's pretty much why normal business won't want.
Yep. What about security training? Do you do that for employers, for their employees?
We will. We operate our training academy in Norcross. We have a trainer that's state certified. We do all of our own training. And then we offer training for, we do a lot of lunch and learns and things like active shooter. I don't do the run in and scare everybody type active shooter. I'd rather they understand to be able to interact and ask questions. But anything that they would have concerns about, we would be glad to come in, take a look at it, put something together for them. And then we just do that as a service.
Gotcha. And you have quite a background in the security business. You were with the Atlanta Police Department for many, many years, from patrolman to detective to all of that. So talk about your background and why you decided to branch out and start your own business many years ago.
Yeah, that's a question. One of the things, I've been, 1973, went on the police department with Atlanta, 21-year-old kid, and worked there for 25 years, worked patrols, moved into criminal investigations, worked every unit in criminal investigations really as a sergeant and in the management end of it, left at white collar crime when I took my retirement. And I retired, like I say, after 25 years and just, I mean, you had to go to work. You can't just retire. Most people that I see retired with police departments, if they didn't do anything within 5 years, they were pushing up daisies. So my feeling was, what are we going to do? Well, we were, since 1988, we've been in construction business with major high-rise construction companies providing police officers to do all the traffic control and everything. And our clients really pushed us into the private security industry because they wanted to do something besides pay high-priced police officers to do security. So they asked us, they wanted one person to do the billing and one person to handle it all. Well, there weren't a lot of companies that did both of them. So we decided, what the heck? So we decided, we branched out. We went ahead, got our license with the state of Georgia, Secretary of State's office, and then decided to go ahead and do it the right way. And so we created our own company, our own training. Went from the table in our dining room to our offices now in the mid-rise there at Indian Trail and 85.
I noticed one of the things you said early on was you called the people who work for you officers mm-hmm. and not guards. Talk Correct. About some of the training that goes into your officers and what sets them apart.
Well, a little background. One of the reasons I call them officers, because as a police officer, we had a lot of guards, quote unquote, that would show up on our sites when we were trying to handle a report or handle a case. And we'd usually tell them, you know, go on, get away from me, go find something to do. If you don't, I'm going to put you in jail or whatever. But try to get rid of it. I don't want that disrespect to my officers. So I work closely with the police departments, and they understand that they're there to help them, that they're trained. As far as the training, we go over all of the liability issues, all of the legalities, everything that the state mandates. Plus, we go into a lot of different modules, such as concierge, such as logistics. We go into specialized training modules that we go far and above the 24-hour mandate.
So let me then pivot, since we're talking about training. So obviously training of your officers is highest quality.
Absolutely.
So unpack a little bit more the training that you'll do for a small business owner or employees when you come do one of these lunch and learns. You talk about an active shooter situation, but what are some of the other training classes that you guys can offer that an employee or an employer would go, that's good training for my staff?
Well, a lot of people have workplace violence issues. If they haven't had them, a lot of times it's just a matter of they haven't had them yet. The main thing is for a business to mitigate their liabilities. The idea is to go in and be prepared. So you go through, you train them on how to notice what's going on, pay attention to what's going on, recognize things that have changed about somebody, that's just something not right. And create an atmosphere where the confidentiality with their employer is such that they can go to them and say, hey, something's not right. Don't know what it is. But then the employer can follow up and know what to ask them, how to deal with it, just to try to help them out, not to interrogate them, but to help them out so they can determine whether or not there's a possibility of a future issue and avoid it. And that's how they, you know, insurance companies recognize that. It's a mitigation issue.
Well, and that's where I was going to go. If you're offering the training and the employer keeps track of the training you offer, that obviously helps them with their insurance and just,
a lot of insurance, wellness. A lot of insurance companies recognize it. And the bottom line is, if there's a suit somewhere along the way that follows, they've got all their ducks in a row in preparation so that they've mitigated, they've done all that they can for due diligence to prepare for it, prepare their employees that they could do.
You're listening to Rick Strawn. He's the president and CEO of Paradigm Security Services, and this is Gwinnett Business Radio. What would you say to that employer that says, well, I'm thinking about maybe giving my employers, or you know, some of them want to carry a concealed weapon and protect themselves that way? What would your answer or advisement be for them?
I personally don't have a problem with it. The problem is that, or the responsibility that falls back on that employer is, number one, they need to be trained. Number two, they need to have proof of that training with them that show the employer. My personal feeling is the people that work there need to know who's carrying. It doesn't need to be the big secret. Well, somebody in the room is carrying. We don't know who it is. Because if for some reason you had an active shooter, you want to know, you know, who's carrying so that you know not to get between them and the shooter. And then there's not a bunch of people jumping up and down and firing a bunch of, there needs to be a plan in place if something happens, if that's the case. But it needs to be somebody aware, fully aware of what's going on and who's there, and they need to be responsible. So there's a lot of steps to go through, but you have to take the responsible steps to go through it.
So let's turn the conversation for a second to just anybody personally. So let's get out of the business place for just a second. Mm-hmm. And so I, as an individual, what are some pieces of advice you can give me so that I'm aware of my own personal safety, maybe without being considered paranoid by everybody around me? And then also, let's just kind of talk about the home front. You know, are there some things around my house? You know, just I'm opening the door for any good tips and advice from someone who clearly knows what they're talking about.
Well, being prepared is always paying attention to your surroundings. It's not paranoid, especially today, to pay attention to your surroundings.
If you get your head out of your phone?
Pretty much, in various places. But yeah, getting it out of that phone, not paying attention to where you're going. If you're walking from a store to a car, pay attention to what's going on. If you see somebody milling around, you know, go back in the store. Don't provide them a target. In your home, there's always information about the bushes around your house. You know, get those lights that turn on when something's out there. Get the cameras outside. I mean, it's not paranoia to protect you and your family. And if somebody thinks you're paranoid, you know, that's their problem, not yours.
Right.
Typically, Rick, on our shows, we don't get into politics or anything like that. But I want to ask you a question because you are a security expert. And I haven't heard a good answer yet for the problem we have in this country when it comes to the school shootings. And I'd love to get your perspective because you've been in this industry now for your whole career. As you say, you started out as a police officer at 21. Obviously, I'm sure you've thought about it. What is the answer? Some people are saying, you know, let's give firearms to the teachers. And some say, no, that what's going on there? And what do we do? Is there an answer?
I can give you my personal, from my professional
basis. That's all we're asking for, yeah.
I don't see a problem with certain educators carrying weapons. That is something that needs to be decided on each school or the school system. But they have got to have thorough training.
Comes back to the training again.
It comes back to the training. Everything relies on training, the maturity level of the people that are doing it. It's all responsibility. My thought is trying to right now develop a security approach to it, where you can have security people in the school that aren't necessarily walking around like soldiers or walking around like police, but that can respond to these shooters immediately. And yet they can interact with the kids at the same time. and with the staff. But having something in that school to respond, because there's no way that you're going to 100% keep people that want to come into a school to do something out. They will find a way. And as you've seen with these other things, a lot of these schools were pretty well secure, but they came in anyway. So you need somebody in there that can react to that kid and or that person, adult, whatever, immediately, and limit the danger, limit the destruction that these people caused.
Right. And I think one of the things you were talking about in an employer situation, an employer-employee, couple things. First of all, there's something to be said for people being able to express concern, you know, and also you talked about you got to have a plan. You know, when I was in school, there was every classroom I was in had a little, if there's a fire, here's what you do. And you talked about the training of an active shooter situation. I mean, there's
back in the day
education.
When we had the, in the 50s and 60s, you know, they had what happens if the bombs arrive.
Right, right.
What happens if a tornado
warning.
Out west, you had tornado warnings.
Yeah.
Everybody had a plan of if this happens, this is what you do.
Right.
I will say this today, there is far better planning in the schools and everything after what's gone on. So what you have to have is not just the plan in place. You have to have something to address the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
All right. Well, Rick, on a lighter note, before we let you go here, let's talk about Paradigm Security. How are you finding new business? Who are you looking to talk to and meet? Who are the kind of clients that you want to do business with?
Right now, primarily is talking to CEOs, the people, the decision makers in these places. Chris Beatty is our current director of customer development.
Okay.
And he is a fantastic guy. I've been in the security business for years and years and years, worked with a lot of major security companies in the past. I've known him for probably 20 years. Right now, it's just a matter of reaching out, and anybody that's interested in contacting us, we'll come out and just look at it, give them an assessment. It's not going to be a fee charged or anything. We'll come out and look at it. You may not really need our services. And if that's okay, that's fine. We're not going to come out to sell you security. We're going to come out to give you the information that's needed for you to make an informed decision on whether you need security. And then if you choose to go with security, we hope that you would choose us.
Great. And we've got some exciting news to announce as well regarding you
and
Business Radio X.
We will be starting our new show here on Business Radio X as Case in Point, presented by Paradigm Security. And the whole idea is to bring business owners, business execs in to let them describe their business, how they're doing. In some way, everybody has to deal with security.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the person securing their business to make it prosper, whether it's securing their financial situation, but everybody deals with security in some way, not just boots on the ground security. So what I would like to do is to bring these business owners in here, let them describe their business. Let's talk about their business and see what they can do.
And we're looking forward to that. That'll be launching in June, Wednesday.
June 6th, I believe.
June 6th will be the first one. And it's Wednesday.
And it's 11:30 in the morning, I think.
11:30? In the morning. And I know on behalf of Trey and myself and Steven, we're going to feel a lot safer now that you're part of the team.
Good. All I know is every good law or security show has great theme music. So I hope, I know the Business Radio X people will be working hard to get that great, you know, everybody knows Law and Order. Everybody knows Matlock's theme, Perry Mason.
Knowing Matt, I can hardly wait to hear it.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
No pressure now.
No pressure, Mike. Exactly. Make it happen.
All right. Well, Rick, for those that would like to find out more about Paradigm Security, look into maybe using your services or getting some training, where can they get all this information?
The best way is to either call us at our office, which is 678-684-4400. You can speak with anybody there. Renee will probably answer the phone. Chris does our customer development. And you can also reach out to Chris, K-R-I-S, at Paradigm Security. And just look over our website, www.paradigm, and that's P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M. Paradigm, as a lot of people say. Paradigm Security.
Oh, you just took my joke.
I know. I hear that a lot. Paradigm Security, and it is .net. It's not .com.
Real quick, Rick, before you go, talk about why you decided to call your company Paradigm Security.
Well, I'm a big Stephen Covey fan, for one thing. But primarily on September the 1st, that when the towers went down, I was just, I wasn't in the security business really as far as that big. But I thought, you know, the whole paradigm shifted for security on that day. And when it, and I thought when I decided to name a company, I thought there just is no better name than Paradigm, because everything shifted on that day.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for joining us, Rick.
Hey, pleasure was mine.
Before we get on to our next guest, and one other little side note, Rick, the cool thing is you gave some great contact information. The other way people can contact you is listen to Case in Point.
Absolutely.
On BusinessRadioX.com. So
please.
Before we get to our next guest, just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you partially by Proactive Payroll. If you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, then you need to know Proactive Payroll, because they rock payroll and they provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments. They handle direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. They actually answer the phone. When you call them, there's actually someone on the other line who knows a ton more than anybody else does about payroll. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
All right, Steven, our next guest here on the show comes from
ACG Solutions.
Yeah, ACG Solutions. I'm going to tie in the guest, both guests.
Yeah.
Laura Fott is her name. She's the President and Chief Operations Officer. And Laura Fott, as in she fought the law.
And the law won.
See? Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. And
no rim shot for that. No. Not even worthy of a rim shot. No. Thank you.
Wrong.
Laura, on that note, wrong. Welcome to the program.
We have nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
I am so happy to be here and fighting the law and whatever.
I teed you up so well that you just can't do any worse than what I just did.
How many times in your life has that joke been tried on?
Probably never.
Many.
Yeah, it's a sizable number.
One too many. And
it's not the easiest last name to either pronounce, spell, or to minimize the joking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
ACG Solutions, tell everybody about your company and what you guys do.
Since 18 years ago, ACG Solutions, we've been providing technology solutions to a variety of businesses, small, medium, and some of the larger ones that have footprints in the Southeast. And we have solutions that spread across three major areas, very much like Rick was chatting about security protection from a technical standpoint, protecting of assets. We provide intrusion, access control, keeping the wrong people out at the wrong times, camera systems, fire. So the technical side of it. And most recently, we added gunshot detection as a part of our offering. From a digital side of it, then the protection realm, we offer antivirus, cybersecurity, social engineering protection, which for those of you that aren't aware, it's the ransomware, bad guys in dark hats getting you to click on the link and end up owing millions of dollars or shutting down your company. The other section of solutions is in the connection arena. Very important now with internet being so pervasive to be connected to your customers, suppliers, your employees being connected. So we offer phone systems, cloud and premise, voice and data cabling, fiber to connect your campus buildings, et cetera, wireless shots, wired networks, all of the infrastructure needed to be totally connected. And lastly, managed IT services, because technology is becoming not a necessity or not an option, but a necessity for all businesses. So having someone to take that burden of managing is very important.
Is it too simple for me to follow up that fantastic answer with a lot of different areas? Is it too simple to think that a lot of your competition might do one of those things or two of those things, but isn't necessarily a leader in all of those things? Is that too simple of an answer to say?
Actually, it brings up a good point. What we hear from a number of our customers and prospective customers is they want someone they can partner with that can provide solutions and answers and direction in a very confusing world.
Right.
So they aren't having to go get a solution for their phones over here, a solution for their cameras over here. So it's the old one throat to choke.
Yeah.
And that's a very important buying criteria for a number of our customers.
I like that.
Did you say one throat to choke?
Yeah.
You've heard that before?
I have.
Okay. I've never heard that saying before.
In the financial world, that there's an element of that too. So in other words, they have one person to call to praise, or more than likely, there's something wrong and we need to talk to you.
Why such a morbid analogy though, you know? I'm not saying that's your analogy. I'm just saying whoever came up with that.
Because when customers are unhappy, they're looking to throttle someone's throat.
I got you. Okay. I'm sorry.
How'd I do, Laura? Is that the question?
I think that was a fair depiction of it.
Sorry to interrupt here.
There are other analogies, but I won't even begin to go down that path.
Well, the FCC doesn't bother us, so not online. But anyway, now you'd sent over a little bit of your bio and some information about the company. I want to go down one little rabbit trail if I can. There's something you guys offer about architectural blueprint services for intelligent buildings. Wow. Unpack that for me.
You know, we encounter so many companies that have built a building, spent millions of dollars, break the champagne bottle over the building, and then realize, oh, we have to put conduit on the outside of the building because we forgot to put in the access control or the camera system or the right connectivity. So the intelligent building, having all of the connection, protection, and capabilities, is important that you build that in versus trying to retrofit it after the construction phase. So our engineering or architectural services work with an architect or work with the GC to make certain that those things are designed in and provided for the construction phase.
Is that something where you're trying to build relationships with the architectural firms, or are you trying to build relationships with the people who want to build buildings?
A little bit of all of it. The architectural
you're wanting to
firms,
make sure they talk to you before it goes up.
Yes. And it's in a company's best interest if they're planning to bring something out of the ground that they do it prudently.
I like that.
So yes, all of the above.
Nice. Another thing I was going to ask, going back to manage IT, and again, that to me, I think when I asked the question about, you know, you guys kind of do all these different things and one throat to choke. Sorry, that's now going to be the phrase we're going to rally around, because Mike asked a great question there. So when it comes to the IT support, I think that's probably one of the key areas where there are just dozens and dozens and dozens and hundreds of different companies. Oh, yeah, I can handle your IT. Talk to the small to medium sized business owner, because they might think, well, they do all that stuff. They don't have room for a company like mine. Talk to them and why they need to talk to you guys, and what are the right questions they should be asking when they're talking about managed IT?
At the heart of our managed IT offering is one word: flexibility. We are not going to force everyone to take all of their IT and put it in the cloud. We're going to work with upfront and understand what their business objectives are, because why have technology if you aren't using it to enable your business objectives? So we want to link those two together, be flexible about it. If it's on-prem, if it's in the cloud, if it's someone on site, X number of hours a week, if it's remote, whatever combination of our offering that they need to be successful. And we also bring to the table one other important part, and that's our CIO or advisory services. Small businesses, they have to be competitive with the technologies, but they can't afford to have a CIO or an IT director to keep up with emerging trends and make the right decisions. So our advisory services bring that to bear, once again, tying their business objectives to what technology they leverage and the timing that they leverage it.
Mike, do you have a problem with the word flexibility?
No.
Okay.
Love it.
Good. Wait, well done, Laura.
Laura Fott, our guest with ACG Solutions here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Stephen went down one trail. I want to go down another trail right here. I find this fascinating as we look at some of this prep work here. Your company recently introduced a new solution, SOR, stands for Synchronized Orchestrated Response, which features a combination of technologies including advanced sensing technology to detect gunshots faster and remove human error in an active shooter scenarios. Tell me more about this. This is very intriguing.
So I'll start this at the risk of going down another throat-to-choke path with using the analogy. I grew up watching I Love Lucy. And if everyone has seen one episode of I Love Lucy, it was the episode where she was pregnant and they were practicing, Ricky and Fred and Ethel practicing, when she came in and said it was time, when that event occurred. And they practiced and they checked their timing and spot on. So when it finally occurred, they lost their collective mind. They, if you remember, they were throwing suitcases and dropped the phone in the bag and, you know, a variety of comedic errors. So strategic or synchronized orchestrated response, at the heart of that is the fact, minimize human error. And I know Rick can attest to this. When a threat occurs, whether it's a gunshot, active shooter, et cetera, the first thing that happens is people forget what they've been taught. And that's a high risk. So having a technology, set of technologies that are integrated that underpin those people and help give them actionable information where the threat's located so they can do their job very effectively and eliminate the threat very quickly. So people are spending money on all of these various technologies. Our point of view and our approach with this is to make sure they're all interoperable, to use yet another industry buzzword, and they work together to ensure that the first responders can do their job effectively and eliminate the threat before loss of life that isn't necessary.
Well, it's that panic mode that immediately kicks in when it's just a natural thing that the body that we developed over the centuries or since we came up, that the panic mode is the first trigger that pops.
Right.
It's that run mode. And then the fight, the hide fight come in, but that run mode is the first kicker. And that's perfectly good point.
So at its core, what you guys have developed is to go along with the other things you do, cameras and sensors and intrusion things and stuff like that. When you talk about, I believe you said interoperable, this is information being shared across multiple devices, multiple platforms. I mean, how does it, can you briefly explain how it would work? Probably briefly is the worst thing I could say to you, right?
That's okay. I will try to keep it simple.
Okay, there you go.
Without adding that other S.
Right.
The gunshot detection.
Oh, I'm the other S. I have no question about that. So go ahead.
The gunshot detection is third generation technology. Okay. It's one of the best on the market. And when it detects in the interoperable environment, imagine that camera views of where the zone where the detection is were provided. A conference call is immediately set up with authorities and whoever you design, and access control locks down certain areas. So it's a fast way to contain and address.
That's a fantastic explanation. That's very, and so therefore, and I'm not being silly. I would imagine there are so many other layers to add on top of that. So let me ask this question. The first scenario I'm thinking of is local schools, colleges, universities, hospitals, places like that. What kind of response are you getting from administrators at those scenarios?
A lot of people know they have to do something more than what they're doing, but there's so many technologies and so many directions. The first aspect of SOAR is an assessment, which will help provide a bit of a risk profile across 20-something elements in that framework so they can have a roadmap to bring in the right technologies. And it's not just about technology. That assessment will outline the policies, underpinning processes, and underpinning technologies that all have to go together to make this occur.
Let me tell you something, that technology there, that is some fantastic technology. When it works interactively with a boots on the ground type force, whether it be first responder, whether it be the officers you have that are stationed there in the school, it tells them where that activity is happening. They know exactly where to go and how to react. It is some fantastic technology.
It's amazing because I started off a little rocky trying to connect our two guests today, but there really are some synergies between what you do, huge. Laura,
absolutely.
And what Rick is doing.
Outside inside was the first one I was thinking of. Rick's outside and Lauren ACG's inside.
When you put those two technologies together, that person that's walking the hallway is absolutely able to know and know where to go.
Yeah.
The worst thing to go in a situation like that is when you have no idea where the shooter is.
Right.
This is giving you, you can actually follow their trail if they're moving because of the way that system works. It will tell you where the last person, where it is, they are, where they were. You can follow it right along.
Situational awareness and is extremely important in this regard. And June 6th, I have that on my calendar.
I love it. Cool. You have your first listener, Rick. I love it.
I'm hoping she'll be coming on the show.
Well, say, sounds like this will be a good show
I like it.
This is amazing stuff. Well, Laura, there's so many other things, but I think we're almost out of time here. So for those that would like to find out more about ACG Solutions and all the things that you offer, where can they get more information?
The easiest way, website, www.acg-solutions.com. We are also available at 770-869-9703. Operator standing by, or sometimes sitting.
See, she's as corny as we are. That's why we like her.
And we can email us at info@acg-solutions.com.
Great. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Laura Fought with ACG Solutions here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
You know, Laura may have fought the law, but I think she won. So, well
done. Boom.
Yeah, with ACG Solutions. Fantastic. So
it bombed again. We tried it one time and it bombed and you did it again.
I just tried to rescue you, Mike, and instead I fell in the pit with you.
You brought the level down again. Okay.
Guests won. Can we agree to that? Yeah. Can we at least agree to that?
Or down in the trenches where we seem to feel most comfortable down here.
I know how to turn the show around.
Okay.
I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel. That's how we bring the show back. Remind everybody our great location. If you're looking for a place to stay, Sonesta is the place to stay. And if you're looking for love, then you need to know Subaru of Gwinnett because love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And if you have something stuck in your tire, take your Subaru down there, and they'll fix you right up.
They patch
you
right in and out in 15 minutes. Great job. Great service over there. See, Rick, if you just stay away from the really bad jokes when you do your show, it's going to be just so much better. The bar's not very high around
here. I just want to thank y'all for making us look so good.
Yeah. Well
said. We're good at that, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I don't even know where to go from there. I want to thank our guest, Rick Strawn from Paradigm Security Services and Laura Fought with ACG Solutions for joining us on the program, although they may be regretting it as they leave the studio.
They'll never
today.
Be back.
Not at all.
It was nice knowing you both. If you're crazy enough to want to listen to the show again, you can listen to it over and over as many times as you want because the podcast will be there on the website, businessradiox.com. Go to the Gwinnett Studio, and of course, just select the show. It's Gwinnett Business Radio. Not only this episode, but all of our previous episodes, all the other bad jokes that we've said, all the shows are there, 5 years worth of shows. You can check out all our archives.
Mike, all I know is Mike Salmon of Business Radio X, you swim upstream. Go against the grain. Do great things.
Now I didn't think we could go any lower. Let's get out of the show. Reminder, you can also download any of these shows if you want to on iTunes and follow us on social media. And for Trey, our producer, please get us out of here, Trey. And Steven, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time. We think on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We lost the award.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!